Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. Switching away from some of the company updates that I've already posted today to more of a look at what's going on in the markets as I am chatting with TG Watkins, Director of Stocks over at Simpler Trading. TG, quick comment on U.S. equity markets. They are a little bit up today, but overall there is still this, I guess, range that, let's say, the S&P has traded in for about a month now. It's still struggling, but holding above the 50-day moving average, the 200-day moving average. However, there is this little bit of downward bias in the U.S. markets. Again, though, not breaking down. What's your assessment of the general strength or overall stability of these markets?
Well, as far as the overall strength, we have had a lot of words coming from the Fed that said, look, we're going to make sure that we are doing everything we possibly can to make sure things are doing well and propped up until 2022. And so I think that we should generally be looking at weakness and slowness as just generally pullbacks or flags. And right now, that's kind of what I'm looking at with the market doing what it's doing. It is basically at a double bottom situation, and it bounced to today and has held the second bottom. We are still over those major moving averages on the daily chart that you mentioned. And so we just kind of add to that the summer doldrums, you know, big hedge fund people who have big trading money. John Carter with Simpler Trading, he's off on vacation, so his money is not being put to work. And you multiply that by a lot of people, and it just seems right now it's kind of on sideways mode. And there are some things that are moving. Some are going up a little bit, but really just it's slow out there. It's quiet. Generally, we get some bullishness going into the 4th of July, so at least that should be okay. But then maybe look for a little bit more weakness afterward until, you know, people start coming back from summer vacation and put money to work.
So coming into today, tech started off about even on the day and then sold off quickly. A lot of the comments being around the fact that in terms of some sort of political advertising, they're not going to have the same amount of money flowing in. But hey, just like all the other markets, it has garnered a buy throughout today. The tech stocks, especially the top five stocks in the S&P, have really been the ones supporting the market. It's something I talked about on the weekend show. Any comments on how thin the breadth has been for this market bounce back?
That is exactly right. The breadth is very thin. It is a few stocks are really what's keeping everything up. We really need broad-based support. We had that for a little bit going into the end of May, but that was kind of a blip on the radar. I think most of the news was, oh, okay, vaccine 6 months from now and we can start reopening. And that seemed to get a little too hot too quick and faded. Since then, yeah, we need to get the rest of the market on board. And I just don't think that's going to happen until either we get new or different news. And unfortunately, the news that we're getting out right now is actually coronavirus is picking up again, which is kind of add to it. Again, summer doldrums is kind of squashing any kind of momentum that we had. But it's not too terrible right now. And so we just kind of need to look at that and say, we need the rest of the market to participate and we need something to help spur that.
All right, let's move over to a trade that I think you're in right now, and that is the gold trade. Gold just last week had a short-term breakout, but even when you look at where gold is trading right now, say on the August contract, we're at 1781. We are one trading day away from closing the month and the quarter, and this will be a strong close, really. We haven't seen something like GDX close a month at these levels until early 2013 when it was breaking down. Gold, even longer time frame since we have seen these levels. Today, the stocks, gold stocks and gold are, I guess, underperforming what the broad averages are doing. But still, it's been a very strong sector so far this year and even from this bounce back from that March washout. What's your trade when it comes to gold?
Yeah, so I've been trading gold. Now, interestingly enough, I like, because I trade just stocks and I do want some leverage, I tend to trade the 2 and 3x leverage ETFs. Now, Credit Suisse was starting to discontinue or delist some of the leverage ETFs that I was in. So fortunately, we had subscribers to kind of fill me in on that and looked around and said, oh yeah, this is going to be a thing. We need to move away from that. So if you guys trade UGLD or USLV, be aware that those are about to be delisted and that's an issue. So we had to find some alternatives to work with, but I am playing the gold miners, I'm playing gold, I'm playing silver, and then I'm playing the leveraged ETF versions of those. But yep, they all look like they've been flagging pretty well. Gold taking the lead, and silver should not be too far behind, and then hopefully that'll also lift the miners as well.
So what about the general underperformance of gold stocks compared to gold? Gold is only a couple $100 away from its all-time highs. Gold stocks, if you look at something like GDX, still needs to double from where it's currently at just to get back to those all-time highs. Where's the balance?
Well, I think the balance is just the fact that they are starting to come up. I mean, I'm looking at something like SSRM. You know, it's doing pretty well. It's at generally recent highs. Maybe not it's ever historical, but it is in an uptrend, and the higher time frame charts are looking pretty good. You know, we were looking at something like Kirkland, KL. It's kind of it had a big rout, you know, a few months ago with everything else, but it has since been recovering. And I think that the gold miners in general are starting to, you know, look like they're catching some bids. If the entire market looks like it could be, here's the thing about miners, and that they are not just precious metals. They are also companies. And so when precious metals go up, do they go up? Or when the market goes down because stocks are going down, do they go down? They kind of spread the gamut between are they precious metals or are they companies? And they kind of do both. And so we need a little bit of support from the market, but we also need the actual metal itself to be doing well. And that's why I do enjoy playing them when things look decent. And I would say that overall, the market, I think at some point when we get back into some momentum, will be doing well along with gold doing well. And I think that gold miners should be a fairly good, interesting, hot place to play.
So, how important is it to see US markets still be somewhat supported, not have this race to cash? Or are you of the belief that some weakness in US markets could rotate some of that money even further into the precious metals?
I'm okay with the rotation, and I think that some slowness in the market is fine. We've had a heck of a rally off of the coronavirus lows, and it's just been insane. A lot of things, we've looked in the tech sector, and a lot of them have just gone up so fast, so quickly that they pulled away from support. And really, what they've been doing is just trending sideways in a flag until they found new support. And I think that it's now the time for the market itself to do that. I mean, really, the S&P is just coming back down to its daily 50 right now. And so until we really start to see something more drastic and different, which can happen quickly, but so far it has just been going sideways to find that kind of support and catch a breath, and it's right in the middle of the summer. And I think all of this so far seems very good and reasonable and logical.
So do you see silver playing catch up? A lot of the silver bugs look at that gold to silver ratio and say that it's still fairly elevated. However, well, there's many arguments that can go against why this metric should not necessarily be traded on.
I think it's okay. I like it. It's been going sideways and trying to find some support as well, because a lot of the, you know, silver a while ago literally went straight up. I mean, there were about a week or two where it went straight up, and then it kind of hit a point, and it's been going sideways ever since. I am in silver, and I'm just looking forward to start kind of rising from this point now that it's gone sideways long enough. And I do think it'll play catch up. I think that if gold starts to go, which it seems to be doing, then there's no reason that silver won't start to take off either.
All right, TG, we are going to wrap it up here. Good chatting with you, buddy. Thanks for taking some time. I will chat with you in another few weeks. Thanks again, TJ.
As always, thanks, Corey.